This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, Baruch Hanavam. We're continuing Masechta Nedarim, Daf Hashavua, Daf Mem Gimel. We just learned the Mishnah. Hamudar Hanah Mechaveroi. If someone is Aser Neneder from getting Hanah from his friend, Lo Yashilenu, you can't lend him items. V'lo Yishamenu, you can't borrow items. Why you can't lend him is not clear, because if you're the one who's Aser Neneder, so why can't you lend him? I understand you can't borrow, you can't get Hana. Lo Yalvenu, why can't you lend him money? I understand you can't borrow. Lo Yalvimenu, Lo Yimkar, Lo, you can't sell to him. Lo Yikachmenu, you can't buy from him. Says the Gemara. And the Ran has a little bit of a different Gersa here. The Gemara says like this. Bishlama, Lo Yalvenu. I understand Lo Yalvenu. Look in Rashi for a moment. I understand Lo Yalvenu, the Madar to the Mudar, the one who made the Neder to the one who's Aser. Lo Yalvenu, I understand he can lend to Kamahani, because he is giving him Anah. I understand the one who made the Neder cannot lend to the one who the Neder is about, because he's giving him Anah. Ella, Lo Yalvenu, Maika Mahani, why can't he borrow from him? If you're the one who can't get Hana, why can't I borrow from you? You're the one who can't get Hana. Okay, so that's the first question. Why can't I borrow from you? And why can't I borrow money? Why can't I borrow items? Look in the Ran. The Ran says, Bishlam la yava. Okay. Our gear says, Bishlam la yalvenu. Bishlama, the Madar cannot lend to the Mudar. Bishlama lo yalvenu. Bishlama, the Malve cannot, the Madir cannot lend to the Mudar. But the Ran is saying, Bishlama has the opposite Gersa. It's in the upshot, it's the same thing. Bishlama lo yalve mimenu. Bishlama, he can't borrow from him. V'lo yikach mimenu, and you can't buy from him. V'lo yishal mimenu, kolomer mudar mimadir. See, the Ran is focused on the one who is aser to get that. To come as hani minei, mishum hachi aser. Elo lo yashilenu, but lending to you, v'lo yavenu, lending you money, or selling to you, may come as hani minei. So now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, I'll tell you the truth. There is some understanding of lo yalvenu. Now the Gemara switches. Ubishlama lo yilvehimenu. We just asked lo yalve mimenu, meaning the Gemara says lo yalve mimenu. Let's go for a minute with the Rashi's Gersa, or the Gersa in front of us. I understand why you can lend to him, but why can't you borrow from him? And then the Gemara says, "Ubishlama lo yavimeno." The truth is, we could conjure up a reason why you can't borrow from him. What would that, or v'lo yikach imeno, or you can't buy from him? I understand if you're the one who made the neder, you can't borrow from him, or you can't buy from him. To come as hani minei, because in some cases you're getting hana. How? In what cases are you getting hana? In what cases are you getting hana? So the Ran doesn't really explain this. Look in. Look in Tosfos for a moment. Bishlama lo yalvenu chaveroi demahani leila mudar elo lo yilva heimenu mai kamas hani mine hamudar. Hachi gar sinan beseifa bishlama lo yikach mimenu velo yilva mimenu elo lo yishal amai loy. Why can't I borrow? You're the one who can't get hana. Bishlama lo yikach. I understand why you can't buy, You know why I can't buy? Maybe in a case, I can't buy in a situation where you could make the following doichek, b'shinuya dechika, dekamishani moicher bezvina. Let's say a case where the seller benefits. Where? Bezvina metzia, it's an average sale. In an average sale, so the seller is benefiting by selling it. Or, you know why I can borrow? Let's say I'm borrowing bad coins and I'm paying back good coins. So I'm being mahanayu. Meaning technically, even if I'm the one who made the neder and you're the one who can't get ana, I can understand that I can't borrow or I can't buy. Maybe sometimes me buying an item benefits you, or me borrowing money benefits you because I might pay back coins more valuable than the coins that you lent to me. But why can't I borrow an item itself, a regular item? I'm just going to give you back that item. So the Gemara says, "Elo lo yishali menu. I can't borrow from you. My kamis hani mene. What benefit am I getting?" Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina kugon shenadru hana zamiza. You know what the case is? That they made a nether not to get hana from each other. So since we made a nether not to get hana from each other, I can't borrow because I'm just like you can't get hana. I can't get hana from you. The ran, that's not authorized, meaning it's not a mandatory ran, asks, so what's the chiddush? Obviously, if we can't get enough from each other, then we can't borrow one from another. And the ran says, you know what the chiddush is? The chiddush is that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Lezer, who says gratuities, vitur, is asr b'mudar hana. It's not something necessary that has monetary value to be able to borrow. And the chiddush is that vitur is usur in if someone is usur bahana. Okay, that's the first answer. Amar Abaye says, gzeiro lishol misham lahashil. Really, I'm allowed to borrow, but if I borrow, I might come to lend. V'chein b'kulu gzeiro. All these other cases, I can't borrow money, I might lend you money. I can't buy because I might sell. It's a gzeira. So according to Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, the case of the Mishnah is we're both us or one on each other. And according to Abaye, it's a gzeira. Okay. Gevaldik. Amar loy hashileni parasra. Let's say Reuven says to Shimon, please, lend me your cow. Amar loy ain't a penuya. So Shimon says, I can't lend it to you. It's not available. Amar, right? So Reuven said to Shimon, lend your cow. Shimon's not available. Amar, Reuven said, koinem sadi shani charesh ba'la'ilam. I aser my field that I plow with it forever. Meaning, you're not going to lend me your cow. I will never plow with your cow on my field. I will never plow with your cow on my field. So what happens? The owner changed his mind and he said, okay, you could borrow it. So now, if the person who made the neder, who said he's never going to plow with the cow, normally plow. So he made the nether on himself. Who asr b'chal adam mutarm? He cannot use the cow to plow the field, but others could use the cow to plow the field. V'mein darker lachers, if it's not his darach to plow the field, so when he took a nether, he wasn't talking about himself because he doesn't plow the field anyway. He doesn't plow the field anyway. So who v'chal adam asurin? He and everyone else are usher to plow the field. Look in the Ran. Koinem sada shani choyresh bala oilam. Shoyal oimar kach lechaveroi. The borrower says this to his friend. The borrower says this to his friend. Mitoch shekoas olav. because he got angry. Shlei Ratz al Shula, he didn't want to lend to him. Im haya darkei lachroi shu aser v'chala demutaren shekivan shu choresh, since he's plowing, ein b'mashmois l'shaynoi ela charishasoi bovad. If it was his derech to plow, he is aser and everyone is mutter, because since he plows, he's only asering his own plowing. V'im ein darkei lachroi, the Ran says, hu v'chala demasurin shalei niskaven l'charishasoi. He didn't intend for his own plowing. Kivin chein darkei lachrish. It's not his derech to plow. Ela shlo yahana b'charishasay achaven. What he meant was that he shouldn't get hana by the plowing of this cow. Umishamachi hu v'chala demasurim lachrish b'shvilei. Therefore, he and anyone else are usher to plow. Kidei shlo yahana b'charishasay, so as not to get hana with the plowing. Fine. The Mishnah continues, Hamudar Hanamei Chaveroi. If someone made a nether, he's not going to get hana from his friend, Ve'in Loi Ma Yoicha, and now he has nothing to eat. So the guy says, I'm not going to get hana from my friend, and now he has nothing to eat. And really, the only way he's going to get food is from the guy who he made a nether not to get hana from. So what does he do? Hoylech Eitzalachem, he could go to a storekeeper. And he says, "Ish pleini mudar mimaniana." A guy asered. This means like this. This is not going on the guy who's aser. It's going on the guy who cannot give hana to his friend. Reuven said, "I'm not going to get any hana from Shimon." Now Reuven has nothing to eat, so Shimon goes to the storekeeper and he says, "Pleini mudar mimaniana." Pleini asered himself to get hana from me. Ben yodei ma'aseh, said, I don't know what to do. So what happens? V'hu noisein lai, the storekeeper is going to give him food. Uba v'noite mezeh, and then he's going to come and get paid from the person who he cannot get hana from. Even though you'll say, well, then he's acting as the shliach of the person who's now to give the hana. No, because the guy never said, you go support him and be my shliach. He just says, I don't know what to do, and it's considered like he's acting on his own accord. Look in...
The is acting on by himself. He's doing the first act, correct? Does that make a difference? That the storekeeper is giving the food first.
Correct. The storekeeper is giving the food, and then he could go collect from the person who's now to give the hana. Look in the Ran. Hoylech eitzel chen v'ni haragal etzlei. Now, the Mishnah doesn't quite say that. The Mishnah says, Hoylech Eitzel HaChenbeni. He goes to a storekeeper. The Ran has added words. Hoylech Eitzel HaChenbeni HaRagel Etzlei. Rabusa Kamashan, this is teaching me a Chiddush. Diaf Agav de Ragel Etzlei, even though he is frequent by him. And Umakifai Tadir, and he always extends credit to the person who can't give the hana. Loi amrinan shlichusei ka'avid. We don't say the storekeeper is doing the shlichus of this person who's not to give the hana. V'kol shekein shem loi amar l'adam yuchad. Certainly, if the person is not to give the hana, didn't say to anyone explicitly. El adamri says, kol hazanei no mafsid. Anyone who supports does not lose out. Shari, it would be permitted. Kedisa perkamader. So, the halacha is, the storekeeper, gives him, and then he collects from the person who can't get hana, who can't give the hana. Now, it doesn't mean he has to collect. It means he's allowed to. Even though in the end he's going to collect. And that was his das. It's not considered like he's doing the shlichus. A person doing something for you is not considered an agent, ela ba'omer, only someone who says, kol ha'shoimea koili, anyone who hears my voice, yazun, should support kide'isa b'hamadir. It's only a shliach if you use the terminology, kol ha'shoimea koili yazun, like we learned in Ksubas. Avaleka l'meimar, but you can't say, d'chi katani uba v'noitu mizeh midina kamar. You can't say uba v'noitu mizeh means he is halachically allowed to collect. It doesn't mean the storekeeper is allowed, he has the halachic right to collect. It only means the person is allowed to pay him, but the storekeeper cannot demand payment. Uba menoitam iza means if the person who the storekeeper acted for would like to pay the storekeeper, he's allowed to, and it's not considered like the storekeeper is acting on his behalf. But it doesn't mean the storekeeper is allowed to demand payment. Beleka lemeimer, you can't say the chikatani b'amnoitim is a midina kamer. It's not midin. The chimechayiv l'shlume, because if it would be an obligation to pay alma shluchusei kaved, then he would obviously be acting as a shliach u'mahanile, and he would be being mahane the person who's now to get hana on behalf of the mishaleach va'aser, and that would be aser. The Mishnah continues. Haya Beisai, live nice. Let's say, if there was a house to build, Gedera Ligdar, a fence to put up, Sadeo Ligdar, a field to cut, to harvest. Hoylech Eitzel Poyalim, the person who made the Neder could go to workers. Va'oimer, meaning the person who's the Nalada be giving hana because the other person assured his hana to him. So let's say like this, Ruvain needed to build a house or build a fence or harvest a field, and he assured hana, he assured getting hana from Pliny. So what does he do? But Pliny wants to help him. Pliny could go, he could go to his regular workers and say, ish Pliny mudim meni hana. Pliny cannot get hana from me. I don't know what to do. But they could build the house, build the fence, harvest the field. And then they could go, and if they want, collect money from the guy, and if the guy wants, he could pay them. He's not obligated to pay them, but he can. Says the Ran Hoya Beisai Livnois, Loizu Avzu Katani. It's taught in a style of not this, but even this case. This is a bigger chiddush. Why is it a bigger chiddush? Bereisha Ashmeinan, in the Reish, it's teaching the Letzorich Mezoina Shari, that you're allowed to do it for the sake of food. The Sefer Kamash Milan, that even not for the sake of food, even for the sake of shelter, which is not as basic a human need. Food is the most basic need. Even for shelter, it's a mutter. Hayimahalchim Adach, let's say two people going on the road. Reuven said to Shimon, I'm not getting hana for you, from you. The only thing is, now Reuven's starving. He has nothing to eat. Reuven has nothing to eat. So how does Shimon give him food? He gives a gift to a third party. The halal mutterban, the guy who made the neder, can now eat that food. He can't, the guy who is usher to get hana cannot take the hana from the person he can't get it from. But if that person gives it to a third party, then it's not considered getting hana from him. The halal mutterban. Im eini mohem acher, what if there's no third party? Now we had this sort of, I think we had it in Ksubas. Im eini mohem acher, if there's no third party, maniach ala sela, you put it, you make it hefker on a rock, ayala gedar, or on a fence, v'oimer harehin mufkarim, they're hefker. Chomi sheyachba, it's whoever wants it. The other guy could come and take it. Rabbi Yossi Oyser. Rabbi Yossi says this case is Aser. Says the Mishnah. Noisein, says the Ran on the Mishnah. Noisein la'acher mishamatana. De lebasar hochi loy mishani mine. Because after that, once you give it to someone else as a matana, he's not considered having hana. Ela mi mekabel matana. He's only getting hana from the one who received the gift. V'hu noitel v'oichel. He takes it and eats it. The lav medidei mishani ela mehefkera. He's not getting hana from him. He's getting hana from hefker. So if you make it hefker, it's not called getting hana from him. It's getting hana from hefker. Rabbi Yosi Oyser, Rabbi Yosi Aser is b'gemara mefarish taima. The gemara will explain the reason, a very interesting reason. Rabbi Yosi says that when it comes to hefker, it's still considered belonging to the owner until someone takes it. That's the shaila. When you're mafker something, is it ownerless? Or when you're mafkered, is it yours until someone could take it? Hefker just makes it someone could take it, but until they take it, it's yours. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Take a look in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Kasavar, he holds hefker kematana. Rendering something ownerless is like a gift. Ma matana ada asya mirishus noisin lishus makabel. Just like a matana, until it goes from the possession of the giver to the possession of the recipient, it's not fait accompli, it's not finished, it's not complete. And if the noisin wants to retract, he could. Av hefker, so to hefker, ad da'asi l'rishus zoiche, until it comes to the rishus of the zoiche. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Look in the Ran. Ma matana da'asi rishus noisin rishus mekabel. Shema mar harini noisin matana. If you say, I'm going to give a matana, zula pleni yachalach, so you could retract ad she'agia liyadei shel mekabel, until it reaches the hands of the mekabel. Av hefker ad da'asi l'rishus zoiche, she'eno yoitzim rishus ba'aleha. It does not leave the rishus of the owner until someone else is zoicha. And if you would want to return in the world of Rabbi Yossi, Motzi Hadar, you could. Hilkoch ki zachi ba mudar mimader kamashani. In the world of Rabbi Yossi, until it gets to the rishus of the recipient, it's not his, it's still the original owner's. So it's not going to help to be mafker it, because until the guy takes it, it belongs to the original owner. So when the guy does take it, it's considered like he's getting hana straight from the original owner, because the original owner still owns it until someone else takes it. Mashain came the Tanakama holds, when you render something ownerless, it's ownerless. So it's ownerless if that guy who's not to get hana comes and takes it, he's not getting hana from the owner. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's only ownerless in the sense that someone could take it, but it's owned by the owner until someone takes it. Okay, that is Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Shkoyach, everyone. Kol Tov. Bracha Batzacha. Laila Tov.
Thank you, Rav. This will be here on Sunday, right? With Shmita.
Yes.
Recording stopped.
Yes. Oh, Shemitah. Okay, similar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.